on your knee as you blessed them, as you bless me. We are closer than the leper you touched fearlessly, as you cleansed him, as you cleansed me. We are closer than the 12 in the upper room, closer than the women at the empty tomb, closer than Thomas with his hand in your scars, closer than John with his head on your heart.
Welcome to the Encounter Jesus podcast, also known as the Feel Like Jesus is Hugging You Today podcast. I'm Elizabeth Ellenshaw, and today we'll be talking more about receiving thoughts from God in the form of pictures, and how God can give us picture thoughts, not only using the metaphors in the Bible, but metaphors from our own lives as well. We know Jesus was an incredible storyteller, and he told parables, which are story pictures, using metaphors from the daily life of the people listening to him. Their daily life involved things like working in vineyards, looking for lost sheep, kneading bread dough made with yeast. I've never actually owned a sheep or worked in a vineyard, though I can imagine it. But I used to picture Jesus so completely inside the covers of the Bible that I never pictured him as even knowing about modern stuff like smartphones and seatbelts and diaper genie cans. But you know, Jesus is still alive. This is a really, really important truth that we as Christians believe. Jesus is still alive in 2024 or whatever year you're listening to this. And he's sitting in heaven at his Father's right hand, knowing us and loving us and speaking to us through his Holy Spirit inside of us. And he knows just as much about our daily lives as he knew about the daily life in Bible times. He knows everything about each of us, our lives, our culture, our personal memories. And when I started intentionally trying to listen to the Holy Spirit, the very first thing I noticed was different was that he started to use modern metaphors with me. He would talk to me about the same truth from the Bible using a metaphor from my own life. For example, Jesus talked about abiding in him, and he used the metaphor of how a branch needs to stay connected to the vine to bear fruit, or it can do nothing. But the Holy Spirit started talking to me about that using the metaphor of my laptop. My laptop had a dead battery, so as long as it was plugged into the power source, it could do all the things a computer can do. But if it got unplugged from the wall for even an instant, it would switch entirely off and it could do nothing. It was the exact same truth, but it was a metaphor just for me. So it's a great starting place to meet God in our imaginations using biblical metaphors like he's a shepherd and I'm a sheep, or he's the king and I'm his servant. But it also honors God when we meet him in our imaginations using the personalized metaphors and pictures and stories that he loves to give each one of us that are just right for us and our lives. Lord Jesus, Master Storyteller, just as you spoke to hearts when you were on the earth, I pray that you would speak to the heart of the person listening to this right now. And I pray you will use the pictures that you know will speak to their heart the most. In your name I pray. Amen. So I can ask God questions like, Lord, how do you see me? And he will often answer by giving me some kind of picture or story or metaphor. I could ask, Lord, how do you see this other person? Or, Lord, how do you want me to see this situation I'm in? Or I can specifically ask him for a picture, like, Lord, can you give me a picture of your love for me? Lord, what picture do you want to give me of this truth I'm reading about? And he will give me word thoughts and picture thoughts. He gives me pictures from my culture, like, you're like Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer in this situation. You feel different from everyone else, but I'm going to use that for good. He gives me pictures from my childhood memories, like, remember how you used to snuggle with your parents on the sofa and during the holidays and play I Spy with the Christmas tree ornaments? That's the way I feel about you right now. God can give us picture thoughts when we pray, and he can also give other people picture thoughts when they pray for us. So I just want to share an example of one of each that have been meaningful in my life. And I hope it will inspire you to ask the Lord for your own, for both yourself and others, when you pray. So the very first time I remember that someone else got a picture thought from God about me and shared it with me was many years ago when my friend's roommate's mother was praying for me. And she said, when I was praying for you, I see a picture in my mind of a train track. A train travels along its track, not turning to the right or left, and it arrives at the proper time to the appointed place. God's plans for your life are like that. They are on track. They are happening in his timing and in his power. So don't worry about anything. Just keep trusting and obeying him. That picture greatly encouraged me, and I referred back to it in my own prayers many times. I said, God, right now, this train on its track seems to be going through a dark tunnel. I can't see any progress forward in my life. Help me dare to believe you that this train of your plans is still moving forward, even when I don't see it. Help me keep believing you in the darkness and then come out again into the light. And again, he did it. And then there's been so many times God has given me my own picture, story, parable, metaphor, vision, or whatever you want to call it. One of the most special was when I was going through this really difficult situation in my life. I was really worried about it. I was at my friend's house, though, helping with her newborn baby. So I was standing at the changing table, changing the baby's diaper, and worrying about what would happen when I left her house and went home again and had to deal with my situation, when this thought came to me as if God was asking me the question, how hard is it for you to change the baby's diaper? So I answered him in my thoughts and said, honestly, Lord, it's not hard at all. I can have it all done within 3 minutes. It's slightly easier if the baby is happy and cooperative, but even if he's crying his head off, I can still easily change his diaper. And then a thought came, like a second question. And how hard would it be for him to change his own diaper? I said, God, he's a newborn baby. He can't even hold his own head up. If I said, change your own diaper and walked away, he would just lie there and cry and lie there and cry helplessly until he died. The thought was so horrifying that I wanted to hug the baby and say, don't worry, honey, I won't do that. I won't leave you. And then the thought came from God, that's how you and I are. You are like the baby. You can't do anything to fix your own difficult situation. If I left you in it, you would just lie there helplessly and cry until you died. But I can fix it easily. He started to quote my own words back to me. I can have it all resolved within 3 minutes. It will be slightly easier if you trust me and you're happy and cooperative. But even if you don't believe me at all and you scream with fear the entire time, I can still easily change everything for you. I clung to that promise, and he did it. He resolved the entire situation incredibly quickly, all by himself. After that, I often used the metaphor of changing a baby's diaper when I prayed. I would ask God, almost like a pun, to change people and change me and change situations in a way that, as Jesus said, is impossible for humans, but it's possible with God. Has God ever given you some picture thoughts or story thoughts of your own metaphors with him? If he has, what were some of your favorites? I invite you to ask him for a picture today, to just pray and ask the question, Lord, would you please give me a picture of your love for me today? And then take note of the thoughts that he brings to your mind. He is so excited to speak to your heart in a way that is just right for you.
Closer than John with his head on your heart, because I am inside of you and you.